Good morning. 7:36 on what month is it? September the 13th, Thursday. It's still soggy, but I'm walking. It's dried out enough that it's only drizzling a little bit. Yesterday was a frustrating day because I really did intend to get out. Typically, it doesn't rain here for very long. But if it rains at all, it's at most an hour or two, a half a day sometimes. This is one of the longer stretches of rain that I've seen here in a while. Part of it is probably monsoonal flow or something that I've forgotten about. But everything is pretty soggy. Everything is pretty wet, which is good for the lawn and terrible for my ability to mow it, which is just as well because I don't have time to mow today. Anyway, as soon as I get back, I'm going to try to get this uploaded and posted because in a little more than 90 minutes, I need to be at the school ready to work with my novelist friends. Not sure what I'm going to talk about today. They're supposed to give me pages, but I don't want to have them sit there while I read. I don't want to have them looking at me while I'm trying to read their stuff. I don't want to read their stuff out loud. So, I'll probably collect it and then we'll talk about something craft-like. I'm not quite sure why. At this point, they should have written, they're supposed to have written 14,000 words. Now, if they come back and they've got five, it'll be a miracle, but we'll see how it works out. I got more copy edits back. I've got more things working in the background. I've got a place, I've got a book order that I have to get out today as well. One that's been overdue for a while. Gotta get that out of here. Trying to think, there's probably something I'm forgetting. I'm trying to walk fast. I've had my breakfast already, so I don't have to deal with that when I get home. It's just a question of going in, changing clothes. Probably should shower, change clothes, head off to the school after I get this podcast posted, because September has been a terrible month for getting podcasts out. It's ridiculous. The problem, normally I would just go walk in the rain, but it was too warm for my heavy rain gear, and I don't have any lightweight rain gear. I didn't want to take my new phone out and get it wet, although the OtterBox probably would have protected it well enough that I shouldn't have worried. But it's still one of those, it'll wait till it clears off a little bit. It should clear off in an hour, and then I go and look in an hour, and sure enough, it's cleared off, so I put my shoes on. By the time I get back outside, it started to rain again. '39, okay. Not a great time, but better than 1959. So, what I'm thinking about today is all the stuff that I've got to get back on track. I still haven't got John Moreau's story done. I'm sorry, John. I still haven't got Ravenwood re-released with the new covers on it, on the paperbacks and on the other versions. I want to get that taken care of before I get too far down the road, before I release I Fear His Call. So people who see I Fear His Call will see a matching book under Ravenwood as well. So that's something to take up some time. Like I need something else to take up time. The working with the kids today should be, it feels already like it's a great spur. I didn't take advantage of it last week. I hope I can take advantage of it this week. I at least need to get the calendar back in shape because it's sadly lacking. next week is going to be big. Dave Robinson's coming to town on Monday. We're going to go out to dinner with him. Tuesday, I'm meeting with a local book club that adopted quarter share for their last book. And then Wednesday, the 19th, is a big dental appointment day. I have to get a couple scripts filled and be ready for a day of pain and wonder. So that's looking down the road. I need to follow through with some business stuff. Make sure that we get all of our I's dotted and T's crossed. It's kind of damp, it's kind of cold, kind of raw. It's not the kind of day that I'm used to. And my lungs are filling up, so that's going to just make things that much more useful for me as well. So anyway, what do we have today? What can I talk about today? I should have a story coming out on Pseudopod. Singing by the Fire. I wonder if that's come out. I haven't seen it, but Pseudopod is not one of the podcasts I follow. I'm still so far behind. I have months worth of listening to do. I'm going to have to dump my queue and start fresh just to stay somewhere near current with most of them. I've spent the last couple of days working through Slice of Sci-Fi. Old. Apparently it's from back in July, because they keep talking about stuff that's going to happen soon in August. Yeah, that's a little late. But I realized I was supposed to have Zephyr's Call out last month. It's like, wait a minute, hold the phone. I said August 1st, it's now half past September, it's still not out. That's my problem. I got no excuse except for me. And that's a pretty poor excuse. I've got to do something about that. Part of it is I've got to get a task list together. I need to get a punch list done so that I understand what it is that I've got to get done, so I can line it up and schedule it and get it taken care of. I've just been sort of drifting from task to task without any real clear idea. And that's never a good thing for me. I don't focus well under those circumstances. So I need to change it. I need to break it up. It is still drizzling. Once in a while I get a drop of water on my face. It's like surprising. Here, it is so dry, it is so almost never cloudy, that to have kind of a damp and foggy morning is, it's almost shocking. When I think of how I grew up, where most mornings were damp and foggy. Oh. My ears are plugged up too. I can't hear myself talk today. And it doesn't help that I've been up way too long. The cats got me up too early. and I fiddled about on the internet rather than working. Was probably just as well, because I couldn't focus, couldn't see, so it was not the time to try to be figuring out whether that's a comma or a period in the middle of a line of text. So I did take a quick scan of the blogs, and there didn't seem to be a whole lot new. The store, Kindle store in India, opened some time ago, but it's really only a subsidiary store of the .com, the US store, where people in India can purchase in rupees instead of in dollars. So that's kind of exactly what I hoped for. I was kind of hoping for a Amazon.in or something. I was actually looking at websites, localized websites for India. There are quite a few. There's been some interesting research indicating that people look for localized resources before they actually search others. I think that's probably true, because I can think of lately the number of times that I've gotten to a .co.uk address is relatively slim, unless it happens to be the BBC. Now, for the most part, virtually every domain I visit is .com, .org. I don't even visit .us. So it's an interesting idea. Not something that I intend to get into at the moment, but something to look at going down the road. This walk seems interminable this morning. In part, it's because I'm in a hurry to get home, because I've got stuff that I want to get done before I go off to school. And so I'm trying to rush. And I'm walking particularly fast this morning. I listened to the beginning of a Starship Sofa, apparently quite an old one, since I have several weeks worth stacked up. About airships. Let me get to the end of the article about airships. But interesting ideas, and reminds me that the airships are a fun thing. They're an interesting technology that we really haven't taken advantage of in terms of its strength. One of the things that an airship could do, I think there's actually a company that's investigating this here, is an airship would make a really nice wireless grid point in the sky, particularly where either the land is really bumpy, so by getting up high you can put a signal down into the valleys, like over Appalachia, or where it's really flat, where one airship at a relatively modest height could cover a pretty decent stretch of landscape. Using something like the Wattwire technology that uses a radio transceiver rather than actual wireless signal up and back, but uses actually a coded narrowband commercial signal to broadcast traffic from one end to a centralized receiver. But even putting up a mesh network of small solar powered, even Zeppelins, dirigibles. The problem, of course, is wind, and you need to have something that can stand up to jet stream force winds to get them up high enough, if you get them up that high, or ground-based winds if they're low, and you have to have the ability to recall them. With the advent of commercial UAV drones in the US, I see these lighter than air UAVs, unpiloted aerial vehicles, as being a viable alternative, particularly low tech, low cost. Put one up at a price that if you lose it, the company doesn't go bankrupt. So that if it crashes or gets lost in the wind or blown out to sea or whatever, you're not, you know, you can replace it for $100 or so. And as long as it's up there, it's earning $100 an hour or something. It becomes very viable. Assuming you can keep the overheads down, the fixed costs under control. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't been adopted by cell providers yet, because it would make a really good cell network, although the reliability factor is an issue. It wouldn't be good to lose your cell network while there's a storm or something. So I'm almost back. I'm walking across the end of the park. The friendly Thursday mower man was here. I tried to take a picture before he got out of sight, out of range, but I missed my chance. He's kind of an interesting little character. It's kind of hunched over in a Toro with great wide wings on it. Wing mower stuck out on each side under the decks. Interesting looking fellow. With his big ear protectors on and rumbling along in this monster riding more. It's kind of cool. So I'm almost back. Five hundred episodes, 502, I think this one is. That's pretty astonishing. And that's just the numbered episodes. There's been odd things that I put in the feed that either weren't walks or were just talks or something. He's still over there mowing. Episodes. The day count is off because of those odd episodes. Files. And here I am. Back again at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.